Rena.
Jonathan Vigliotti, thank you. Well, the president's ban on refugees is sending shockwaves through the U.S. tech industry. Carter Evans has more on this.
The president's aggressive immigration agenda has Silicon Valley preparing to take on Mr. Trump. At issue, H-1B visas. Companies rely on them to recruit top talent from around the world. Jessica Levinson is a law professor at Loyola University.
The immigration policy, and particularly this visa program, is, I think, it's very much on the table. My guess is that it will be changed, and it is very much up in the air.
Currently, the U.S. grants visas to 85,000 foreign workers a year through a lottery. But a draft of a proposed executive order published in the New York Times this week suggests change is coming. The administration wants to consider ways to make the process for allocating H-1B visas more efficient and ensure that beneficiaries of the program are the best and the brightest.
They will be enforced and enforced strongly.
Just how the administration would do that is what concerns Mike Grandinetti, chief marketing officer at Reduxio, a digital storage startup.
We're looking to recruit at least 10 engineers. And, you know, we can't afford to slow down to continue to stay ahead of the big guys.
More than half of the country's startup companies worth more than $1 billion were founded by immigrants. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is from South Africa. And two of the world's largest tech companies, Microsoft and Google, also have immigrant CEOs. In a statement, Google says it's concerned of feeling now prominent in Silicon Valley.